given the fact that most of their funding is allocated from the state legislature. The University of Florida Senior Vice President for Agriculture and Natural Resources, Dr. Jack Payne, is obviously keeping a close eye on this 2014 legislative session, as he gives his outlook so far.
I'm looking forward to have a very good year. We've had some preliminary talks with many of the members in the leadership, and they're very comfortable with our budget requests, and I think we're going to have a good time this year in the legislature.
Dr. Payne adds that is certainly good news, as it will allow them to keep up the strong momentum of the college.
We're really fortunate. University of Florida, which is hard to believe, but they average 30,000 applicants for a freshman class of 6,600. So the students we get are unbelievable. The College of Agriculture continues to grow in numbers. We're now the third largest college on campus, the fourth largest college of agriculture in the country. And it's a very diverse student body. It's a very successful student body.
As he notes that the diversity of our state's agricultural sector makes their mission all that more unique and important.
I mean, it's incredible. This is my fifth land-grant university, so I'm very familiar with the kinds of faculty that staff these great universities across our country. You know, every state has a land-grant university. But it's diversity of our crops, 280 crops in Florida. We're a specialty crop state, unlike my most previous institution, Iowa State, which is all corn and soybeans. So we have a very diverse faculty. We have more plant breeders than any land-grant university in the country. So all the needs, whether it's avocados, blueberries, peaches, citrus, animal science, natural resources, we have faculty that can address those needs. So it's great to have a place like Florida. It's a very diverse university, one of the most diverse in the country, and hopefully we can meet the continued challenges that our stakeholders and growers have.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.